To item one.
Item number one, from the Milwaukee County Comptroller, requesting approval of an authorizing and final bond resolution for the issuance of a not-to-exceed amount of $27,400,000 of airport revenue refunding bonds to refund the balance of the outstanding debt for the $37,360,000 airport revenue bonds, Series 2004A.
Madam Clerk, I believe there's some information you need to read into the record.
Yes, Mr. Chair. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 147 sub F of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 as amended. The purpose of the public hearing is to give all interested persons an opportunity to express their views on the proposed issuance of airport revenue bonds by Milwaukee County to finance or refinance certain projects. Notice of this public hearing was published in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and in the Daily Reporter, and reference is made to said published notice and the details contained therein. The purpose of the public hearing is to consider the issuance by the county of its airport revenue refunding bonds, Series 2014A, in a principal amount not to exceed $27,400,000. The proceeds of the bonds will be used to refund a portion of the outstanding airport revenue bond, Series 2004A. The refunded bonds finance the expansion of the C concourse and D concourse, repairs to the bus limousine queue area, the design of the E concourse stem improvements, and related improvements at General Mitchell International Airport, located at 5300 South Howell Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The airport is owned and operated by the county. Does anyone wish to be heard concerning these projects or the issuance of the bonds or the projects being refinanced by them?
Seeing no one who's coming forward to testify, the record should also reflect that Supervisor Roma West is here for this public hearing. The public hearing on the subject is now closed. Next item. What is an action? I don't see it in the note to get the resolution. Okay. And we need a motion.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Pam.
The bond issue is listed on the same line as the script that Ms. Jenkins read, so I think that's where the confusion is. Okay. But if you wouldn't mind, I'd go through a brief summary on the proposal. The Office of the Comptroller is proposing a not-to-exceed amount, $27.4 million airport revenue bond refunding. This is a part of our normal review of all the bond issues to see which ones are eligible to be refunded and if market conditions are favorable. This one would be for the 2004 bonds, as was read in the script. We would be refunding about $27.2 million in existing airport revenue bond debt. The original debt had an interest rate of about 4.47. We're projecting it around 3.71, so about 0.76 percentage point a difference that will yield about $1.2 million in savings for the airport over the remaining life of the issue. This would be a delegation similar to what we introduced as a program that the Office of the Comptroller would like to do moving forward. It allows us flexibility in terms of where market conditions are and be able to try to get the best interest rate for the county. The controller would approve the final results of the sale as long as they're within the parameters that are outlined. On the second page, we talk about coupon rates of 5%, true interest costs of about 4.5%, making sure that the savings is at least 3% of the refunded amount, and then making sure that we have a minimal purchase price of 99%. So our recommendation to you is for approval of this delegation and the refunding of not-to-exceed amount of $27.4
million. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Are the amortization period remains the same as the original issuance, and is that required, or is that what we choose to do?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it's not required. You could make adjustments. For example, one of the refundings that we did in 2013, we shortened up the term because rates were so low. So we look at those things, but we typically try to mirror, so it's really just a change in the interest rate. But we do look at those type of things if it's an advantage for the county.
That's still early.
Okay, that's okay.
You shortened up the term because interest rates were still low. Why wouldn't that be the chance for us to?
Well, the reason why you did that on the 1 and 13 was because it allowed you to pay off the debt sooner but still really realize savings. So what you're trying to do is try to put yourself in the best position possible. So if you can pay off the debt faster but not increase your costs, then you want to take that advantage.
So we maintain the same debt service repayment level. We maintain the same payment level, but we're able to pay it off faster.
Yes.
Is what you're saying there. Okay. I guess so. Just one other thing. So on the amortization period, I guess one of the reasons I'm asking about that is that, you know, there is some cost of issuance and all of that, and so
mm-hmm,
and with rates low, I just wonder to what extent there would be any advantage to us doing longer issuances and perhaps not having to do so much in the next. Wouldn't that feel, you know, is there more that we could do in these issuances, and would that benefit us in our future issuances in terms of adjusting it or moving some of that?
Yes, we actually in the past we had done that. You just have to be careful when you're extending out the terms, because keep in mind that this debt is attached to assets. So if you start extending out debt, then you're extending out debt on these particular assets. So if you happen to get in a situation where you're going to be addressing different programs or what you want to do with those assets, you end up having debt on them longer. The other thing is, if you're stretching out the term, the longer interest rates are on the longer end. So you just have to take a look at that to see if it's an advantage. Usually it's not, and that's why we don't do that, because it's not really saving us any money to do that. But it is something that we have looked at.
Yeah. If I can just one more. As long as we've got you here, we've had a couple issues like this, or not like this, but related to the bond issuances and the debt outstanding on certain improvements. In the one case, last cycle, I was told that there was no problem with us transferring the asset. It happened to be a highway, even though it had bond. We were about to put some bond debt on it. And that had not previously been my understanding. Now in the Northwestern Mutual O'Donnell case, we're told, well, you'll get the proceeds, you'll pay off the debt that's attached to it. And I thought the answer I got last week was that we don't specifically, I understand we don't, we don't have a mortgage, we don't securitize it in that sense, but it's still on a schedule somewhere, you know, that this is what those bonds were for. Mm-hmm. So.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the difference there is that you're getting into an issue of the public purpose, private use. When you're going from one governmental entity to another governmental entity, still a public purpose, you don't have that rule doesn't come into play. In the case of Northwestern Mutual, it obviously is a private entity benefiting from the county issuing tax-exempt bonds, so we have to do what's called a remedial action to defease the bonds. So that's why, it's because you're basically taking tax-exempt bonds and providing a private benefit to Northwestern Mutual, whereas the other one was government to government.
And does that still exist if you lease the asset? Is it still then a private?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, benefit? Yes. For example, when we're going through the bond issues, we have to look to see if the county has any leases on any of the assets that we're going to be financing with the tax exempt bonds. So you're doing that as a part of financing. So if you've already had a financing and then you go and you enter into a lease after the fact, you have to take that into consideration. You have to see if...
You have to look at the facts.
Yes, you have to look at the facts of the lease. But, yes, we have to go through an analysis on our bond issues to see if we have any leases that are entered into with private entities.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for a little latitude there.
No problem. Any other questions or comments? I believe we had a motion from Supervisor Romo West. Go ahead.
The only thing I was going to add, when you talked about the interest rates and that, these are for airport bonds, a refunding of airport bonds and take it over. When they did these agreements, they got agreements from the airlines regarding the payback, so they tend to want to stay with the same terms that they had before based upon their lease agreement and based upon what they originally agreed with the airlines. Because under the covenants and that they have regarding the revenue bonds, the airlines are the ones responsible for repaying it back. So we can talk to the airport about doing that, but generally they want to stay with the same principal amortization that they had, because they work out everything about, you know, when the proceeds will come, how much it is per year, so that they can work that out with the airline. So generally you will stay with the same amortization you had with the airport bonds. With the documents that we did last year, for example, the pension obligation bonds and any refunding regarding the GO, we're looking at maybe doing the term shorter, because you take the term shorter and you get a better interest rate going for those types of things. And we try to make it so that the interest rate plus the principal, you still end up with the same amortization that you were. So Pam was able to look at the previous amortization or what we projected we would do previously and then work that in so we can push more. If the interest rate goes down, you can push more principal in there and still make the same amount of payment that we had before. And actually, we were able to cut off, I think, about two years right, off of it and actually pay things off quicker. And more principal you push to earlier years, you get an interest rate, too. So we did some of those things also. We did that with both pension obligation right. bonds issued last year and when we had looked at refundings also. And one of the other things Pam is looking at this year is when we issue debt, you know, some things for trucks, which might only have a 5-year period, or some things for certain items that only have a 7-year life, and some other items that have 15 to 20 year life. So why issue bonds for 15 years for those items? We've kind of done that. But you're going to see where we're going to be pushing principal earlier, mainly related to the assets that they're associated with. So it'll actually be a quicker pace of paying it off, too, from that standpoint also. So we're looking at all of those things with the market of where it is right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks.
Any further? If not, would you take the roll on a motion to approve this item?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Rommel West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 1 for adoption prevails.
Thank you.